Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
10 o'clock hour, open home hour, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions, 411-923, or email info at rosieonthehouse.com. We'll help you get anything you're trying to get done around your home, castle, or cabin done this weekend on a beautiful Arizona weekend after the hottest, longest, driest summer on record. We also tied for the coldest temperature on January 25th, and then a week later, it was back up to the 80s, where they have a picture of a person sitting sunbathing at Tempe Town Lake, and then this poor sucker in Pittsfield, Connecticut, cleaning snow off his driveway just to get out of the house.
Oh, yeah. And you can have both in Arizona. That's what's so great about Arizona. That's why we're one of the fastest growing states in the union. I pay tribute to my dad every day when he told us we were moving from the bayous of South Louisiana to Arizona. I thought he was nuts. And that was way back in 1965, man. I got here and I thought, this is the most God-forbidden, forsaken piece of earth I've ever seen in my life. But then I got a the first thing I remember liking about Arizona, hey, there's no skeeters here. And from then on, baby, I learned to love everything about Arizona. We're here at Rosie on the House for you, the Arizona homeowners. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Press 1 to bypass the auto attendant. You'll get in with sweet Jennifer, and she'll find out your name and your question, like Charles, who's on hold, we'll go to in just a minute. We got a lot of catch-up to do on other topics, so as we do this, feel free to ring in now, get online, and we'll get to you as quick as we can. Our tip of the week this week, you'll know this if you're a subscriber to our email newsletter, is the weekly to-do is interior trends. So Jennifer and I always try to practice whatever trend is coming up in the future so we can share firsthand experience stories about it. Her interior trend about a month ago was she wanted a new dresser drawer in the guest bedroom. You know how often I'm in the guest bedroom? About every time it needs to be repainted, about every 15 years. So I decided this is a perfect thing I can stay completely out of. I'll let sweet Jennifer make her own little shopping trips and her own little Pinterest file and build up a assortment of collections and let her make her choice.
So I wanted this dresser, and there were some parameters. You did have a few parameters, like don't use any of the super duper websites. Find somebody that's, you know, USA, local. And it is hard to tell when you're on the internet where things are made.
Nothing from China.
Nothing from China. So
nothing
I found this
from China.
I found this beautiful little website called Greenwood Furniture out of Virginia. And so I did mention to you that because we weren't, if you lived there, you could pay $90 to have it put together. But having it shipped from there, we were going to have to put it together. And you said, surely that can't be too hard.
Any knucklehead can put together kit furniture.
So, Romy, Dad has now been in the garage 2.5 nights, and it is not yet finished.
Well, listen, here's the instruction. Now, listen, there's a couple
IKEA
things.
I thought was tough.
Well, listen, Gary, I want you to respect this.
All right.
Jennifer paid $500 for this six-drawer dresser that's 5 feet long, 32 inches high, 18 inches deep. Solid wood. There's no MDF board. No, solid wood, cut, lumbered, milled, finished, shipped from Brazil to my house in Scottsdale for $500. You know, I can't send two of my carpenters to a house in Scottsdale and hang a door for $500. But they milled the lumber. It's solid lumber. Milled it, cut it, machined it, finished it, prepackaged it, shipped it from Brazil to my house. Shipping was a part of free shipping for $500.
From Brazil to here. So that was all included in the $500.
Everything.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a deal.
But you know it comes from outside America from the instructions. It's written in English, but there's pictures across the bottom of the front page. First picture I didn't see, it's a picture of two people. Okay. I just kind of went by that one. Then it was a picture of a hammer.
Okay.
Got that. Nope. I got eight hammers in that one drawer. I know I got the right hammer for the job. And then they show a manual screwdriver. Okay. I got plenty of those. No problem there.
Flat or Phillips?
Well, you're going to need both.
Okay.
Gary. And then you go to page two, where it gives you a list of the hardware. To assemble this six-drawer dresser drawer requires 288 screws. So if these instructions, it's 5 foot wide, six drawers, 32 inches high, 288 different screws. You know what? If these instructions were from America, that would be a cordless screwdriver on the picture, not a manual screwdriver.
Now, did the screws and the other fasteners come with it?
Yep. Okay. All pre-assorted, pre-labeled. I mean, it's really very, very simple. About 10 o'clock Tuesday night, after I told Jennifer, any knucklehead can put that stuff together, about 10 o'clock Tuesday night, I was calling every knucklehead I knew. And Wednesday morning, one of those knuckleheads said, "Rosie, I saw you calling me at 10 o'clock, and the last time I answered a call from you at 10 o'clock, you were stuck axle deep, 140 miles from home, and you needed somebody to come unstick you." He said, "I just wished you well, and I went to bed."
So, but you went, I'm missing something here, because you went to Virginia?
Well, the company itself is Virginia, but they source their product to Brazil. And I just want to say, if you look at the website, there's no formaldehyde. They're sustainable. They're fair wage. Really a nice little company, but we just want to make sure we didn't buy anything from China. But anyway, yes.
So I guess they don't have cordless screwdrivers in Brazil.
Boy. Man. I tell you what, you put in 288 screws with a hand screwdriver, man, a screwdriver, my arthritis in my elbow would really be flared up.
And then when you're done with it, you have, wait a minute, I have one screw left. Where did this
go? Yeah, right, exactly. I've been surprised. It's an incredibly nice unit for what we paid. It really is. All right, you want to get to a call before we get to the break? That's why we're here, to take calls. We've got Charles and a wireless caller from Tucson. We'll get to as quick as we can, but let's take Charles first. He's been the most patient. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Rosie. Long time, very long time listener and first time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
So I had a, give you a quick little rundown on my house. I'm over here by ASU West. House was built in 82, about 1,400 square feet.
Okay.
It's a block stucco. It's an east-west facing house. The stucco is on the east side towards the street. It's all block on the back. I have a Train XL14C HVAC we put on about 5 years ago. All dual-pane windows. House is totally remodeled. After this last brutal summer that we had, I had a lot of problems keeping my house cool, along with a lot of other people. And we had a whole home energy audit done. And with the house being built in 1982, obviously, he found lots of leaks up there. And it was quite a few $1,000s to make all the repairs, which I did not at that time.
Okay.
I'm at a position now that I want to get this taken care of. And I'm actually thinking, instead of spending probably thousands of dollars to get this sheet metal sealed up, airtight up there, I was thinking about having the ductwork completely redone in insulated flex hose. And I just wanted your professional opinion on that.
Okay. Well, It's going to be a split opinion, and I'm going to need to know a little bit more information. But let me just ask you two other questions. How long have you been in the House?
Since 1993.
Okay. And in the middle of a really hateful summer, like last summer, what temperature do you like to keep the house in the middle of the afternoon?
73.
My kind of man. All right. And you're an APS and you're an APS customer.
Of course.
And you're on time of use purchase plan.
I am 3 to 8.
Are you saver choice or saver max choice?
You know what? I don't remember. I don't think it's the max.
Okay. So at 73 degrees, 1,400 square foot, masonry home, east-west orientation, is there a swimming pool?
No.
It's all electric?
Yes.
How many people live in the house?
2.
Okay. You're consuming probably about 1,800 kilowatt a month, and I would guess your midsummer bill is running right about 215 to 230.
Yes, we were on the equalizer plan, and I believe we're just a hair under 200.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, know this. Anything you spend from this point forward, from the information they gave you on the home energy audit, and that's a very smart investment, most smart investment you can make. Any investment you make from this point forward, you're probably not going to see a very quick return on investment. So the question is, what am I willing to spend to achieve the comfort I want in my home? And if I were going to patch old rigid ductwork, I'd want to assess it really, really close as to how good a condition is it. Has an evap cooler ever been put on the house? Is there any rust in that old ductwork at all? If it's basically sound, I would pay to seal up the rigid as opposed to ripping it all out and replacing it with flex duct, insulated flex duct. My personal opinion, rigid duct in a well-insulated drop soffit in a well-insulated attic is my preference, personal preference, over insulated flex duct.